Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord thinks of all things. All of his plans are well thought out. When he includes you, he's looking at things you may not see. Things you didn't know existed in you. Remember, you're his creation. Everybody is his creation. And the creative things that he put in us, they're activated as we receive his love and walk in love. When people love us, that's why children thrive in a loving home. Whatever's in them is activated. It's activated. And people are designed not only to thrive in life, but also to solve problems. When we're on the other side, after the Lord has come back, we're gonna enjoy stories of what happened in our lives. And we're gonna be amazed at stories. And sometimes we're gonna be sad by the stories that we hear and share. Nevertheless, we're going to see the handiwork of God, and we'll remember when the Lord called us to do something, and how we felt, and what we said, and how we processed it, based on what we thought. But see, in heaven, the truth will be exposed, because in the presence of the Lord, you start knowing things that's true. And in his presence, you're going to know, hey, the Lord saw something that was true to them. And the more I yielded to the Lord, the more activated it became. And then he gives us his anointing to fulfill it like he would. He already gave us the creative design. Everybody don't have the same design. This is why it's not good to compare yourselves to others. You can't compare a pair of pliers to a screwdriver. They're two different types of tools that do two different things. You can't compare pliers to a socket. You know, pliers make lousy sockets. They can ruin the head of a boat. And sockets can't grab anything unless it has a magnet in it. So sockets make lousy pliers. But you, in other words, what you do, what God give you to do, you can perform it. And you can do what others may not do. And one reason the church has failed, or one of the failure points of the church, is Cain jealousy. Sometimes wonderful, outstanding men of God are doing well in their way, and they get used to the attention of the crowd, basically. And then here comes a young minister, or even an old minister that just started, and does it different. But good. If there's any form of Cain jealousy, the enemy will pull those strings to slow down the process of ministry. The word of God is sown in peace. And I ran into this many times. People would see the handiwork of God and wouldn't want it there. They'd get upset. And I didn't want to believe that this could exist in the body of Christ, in the church. Even among men of God that have blessed me. But I kept running into it, and it became a pattern. I realized that once I preach, I'll never preach there again. I didn't know what to call this. I didn't know what it, I didn't the way I was groomed, you don't talk about men of God. But then I met other ministers, and they went through the same thing in the church. And a lot of people have quit the ministry because of it. Or slowed down, or stopped, or paused. This website is to shed light on a problem that we all need to solve. If this has happened to you, keep running the race. The Lord knows, and the Lord sees. But love people who don't do you right or have done you wrong. Forgive them. And it's not wrong to confront it. I didn't confront it because it was new to me. I didn't know how. But I noticed it. But sometimes I did confront it. I mentioned it. I had a dream one time. The Lord showed me a pastor. In the dream, he didn't want me to preach. And it would have hurt me, but the Lord showed it to me. So I told him, I went to him and talked to him about it. He said, "You didn't preach either, did you?" And I knew that that dream was of God. I knew it was of God in the first place, but he really confirmed his heart. He didn't lie against the Holy Spirit. He showed me what the Lord showed me. And this man's ministry would have taken off like a rocket because I saw things in it. The Lord was doing something at his ministry. Now, I can't judge and say whether it was Cain jealousy or not. But to not flow with what the Holy Spirit is doing and saying is not right. When the Holy Spirit gives a man a message, it's detectable, it's noticeable, it's true, it's pure, it's right. And it works. Sound doctrine works. The spirit of the word, which is the true meaning of God's word, it works. It's already been approved by the Holy Ghost. It's true. And see, signs and wonders always follow obedience. When you're obedient to God, signs and wonders always follow. People get saved, set free, healed, or just blessed. You're going to get some kind of confirmation that God's going to show that this man did what I told him to do, or this woman did is of me. Because today she or he obeyed me. You'll hit the spot when you preach. People are wondering, how did you know that business? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. But when you teach a dead doctrine or beliefs of men, you just echoing what you've heard somebody else say without proof. And it's not sanctioned by the Holy Spirit. There's no anointing on it. The Lord can't use it. Signs and wonders never follow bad doctrine, untruth, partial truth. Partial truth mixed with a lie won't work. The Holy Spirit has to expose it so people won't get confused. Henry Gruber was, I think he was in Japan. He was in one of the Asian countries. And there was a crippled man not too far from a Buddhist temple. And he wanted to lay hands on the man to get him healed because he felt compassion for him. And the Lord said, "I won't heal him near this temple. He'll think it was Buddha." So he never laid hands on him. Now, the Holy Spirit won't do things to confuse you. He'll do things with honor. He loves you. cares about you and your well-being and everybody. So the Lord will give a man a message because he fit this particular audience. And see, you only have a fraction of time to begin operating in the anointing before the time is spent. See, when I have a message, the Lord gave me a message and enough time to get delivered. And many times when I would deliver it, somebody would give a long testimony and encroach on the time God was going to use. There are all kind of things to hinder. So I had to start rebuking the enemy and fighting so that I would have time to deliver what he wanted. And instead of having 40 minutes, I would have 15 or 20 minutes. This is how bad it was. See, the church wants this revival. They want to see a great revival. And the Lord showed me that they won't see it unless they repent, because they've sown into it. God has to get new people to do this revival, because this revival he's not going to build it on top of the crud that they've often done. He's not going to build this revival on Cain jealousy or anything like it, or hard-headed doctrine. And I call it hard-headed doctrine because people make judgments without hearing the truth. They don't do their research. The Word of God is saying what it's saying. The Holy Spirit is here presently with us to guide us into all truth. There's no reason for any Christian person to teach wrong. You know, an example. I was always taught pre-tribulation rapture, and it looks right. And I believed it. And nobody really in my world, where I'm at, nobody ever gave showed their points about a post-tribulation rapture. At least not enough to convince me that they were right. Until I listened to Irvin Baxter, he made some good points. One day he said he didn't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. And most times when people hear something that they don't believe that's opposite to what they believe, they just turn it off. I said, wait a minute, I never heard anybody give a case on this. So I sat back in the couch and just listened. I want to see what scriptures he used. I want to see where he's going with this. I'm watching him on TV. And he gave some good points about Revelation. And he showed that some things in Revelation happen in the duration of time, not just compressed into 7 years, like I thought. I thought the seven trumpets were compressed into 7 years. And he made a real strong case that World War II, World War I was the first few trumpets. He made a strong case about Chernobyl. And then there's a man named Pastor Langford, Pastor David Langford. I listen to Steve Quayle, so I listen to him. And the Lord showed him that there was not a pre-tribulation rapture. And I said, I got to hear this one. Because I never heard nobody make a case. Sometimes you have to judge it by the word. You have to take time and hear the other side. I finally got somebody that was willing to make a strong case. So I'm going to listen. And then the Holy Spirit will help me process it. And I might end up with the truth, or I will end up with the truth. Because I'm after the truth, no matter where it takes me. I want to know what, see, the rightly divided Word of God is right. And Pastor Langford made a strong case. And in his discourse, he said that the rapture would happen just before the return of Christ. I said, well, I knew that the Lord is after sincerity. And the people's heart have to be very hard to see everybody disappear, or have, or 25% of the population disappear. And then they'll say, hey, they gotta be rapture. It made sense for it to be at the end. Then I remember what Paul said, that it will happen at the last trump. He said, oh, I knew then, I missed it. Because the last trump is after some things. The seventh trump is after some things that hadn't happened yet. Or that's happening. Most of it has happened. And we're ready for the last trump. Now, so I started praying and asking the Holy Spirit to help. I wanted Him to guide me and show me things. See, it's one thing to be introduced to a truth, but you got to get the Holy Spirit to show you where it fits in scriptures that always were there that didn't fit your narrative. See, deception will last until somebody stops it. The only way to stop it is to gain more light. The only way to gain more light is to listen. So you can't have hard-headed doctrine. And God can't build the revival He wants to build on top of hard-headed doctrine, Cain jealousy, laziness, fear, unbelief, doubt, and slander. Because people are doing things that He can't build up, put. He couldn't heal a man too close to a Buddhist temple, because it would have confused him. He's not trying to confuse the people He's trying to reach. See, people have been introduced to some hard doctrine that's just pure wrong. Unbelief, all kinds of hurts. They need a church that's solid with a foundation. See, the problems in the church have caused people they scattered the people. And the Lord has to go find somebody to go get them back. And these people at one time, well, they were on fire for God. And they let preachers put the fire out because they trusted them too much. When people are doing things, whatever they're doing, that's what they chose to do. That's real. You can see it, you can understand it. Now, Jesus said, don't judge the heart. Don't judge their motives. But you see what's going on, and they're doing it for some reason. So what you have to do is love them anyway and go forward in the Lord. Don't stop doing good because somebody's miserable. And we don't need recognition anyway. That's another problem. Preachers don't want other preachers to preach because they want all the attention. They want people to recognize them. Or they're afraid that somebody's going, that they're going to deceive the people or lead the people and start another ministry. I would never do nothing that stupid. I've seen people try stuff like that. And when people do stuff like that, they think other people are going to do things like that. But that junk was far from me. I hate it. And I know other ministers that just love God. They love the pastor. They love the church. They were just trying to obey God. And got hurt. And got misunderstood. I've been misunderstood just about as much as I've been understood. Or maybe more. Because of the things and the ills that people didn't deal with. Now, the Holy Spirit loves you and He cares about you. He's going to always have your back. He's going to help you in life. Go forward in Him. Do it His way. Operate according to the love of God. Be the mighty church. Be what God can sanction. Because He's about to return. And see, when He returns, when He raptures people in His glory, people are going to know as they're known. They're going to be known. This is why I fail. And some people are going to be left. because they didn't deal with things and they didn't repent. And the Lord worked with them and trolled them, was trying to get them to repent. They wouldn't go back to their first love, and they're going to be caught off guard. And when they're left here, there's no second chance. They're not going. They left here. But if they would have died, they wouldn't have went to heaven. Jesus said, "Many will come to me saying, 'Lord, Lord.'" He'll say, "Turn from me. I never knew you." That's a real scripture, and Lord meant that. And people need to check that out. We have the responsibility of operating according to love and not allow unforgiveness to be in our heart. Cain, jealousy. You can't hurt people and go out unscathed. You got to follow him. In this country, I said, "Lord, how many Americans, what's the percentage that will be raptured?" He said, 25%. I want to raise that number, but 25%. In some pockets, they won't even know the rapture happened. Well, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. We need to give God something to work with.